Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off Made in India battery electric vehicle e-Vitara and inaugurates hybrid battery electrodes plant in Gujarat. Calls it the beginning of new chapter in country's Make in India journey. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan says India's own Iron Dome Sudarshan Chakra will protect strategic sites, acting both as a shield and sword. Indian Navy to commission its two advanced stealth frigates, Udaygiri and Himgiri, in Visakhapatnam today. ED conducts raids at former Delhi Health Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj's residence in case related to Delhi hospital construction scam. Monsoon rain wreaks havoc in Jammu region, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh as major rivers are in spate. Authorities sound flood alert and advise people to move to safer places. Sensex tanks over 500 points. After US notifies 25% additional tariffs on India. And Hockey India announces free entry for Men's Asia Cup matches in Rajgir, Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said a new chapter is being added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India and Make for the World. Addressing a gathering after inaugurating the production of hybrid battery electrodes at the TDS lithium iron battery plant in Gujarat, the Prime Minister said the occasion also gives a new dimension to the friendship between India and Japan.
Made in India, इस यात्रा में एक नया अध्याय जुड़ रहा है. आज से भारत में बने इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स 100 देशों को एक्सपोर्ट किए जाएंगे. साथ ही आज हाइब्रिड बैटरी इलेक्ट्रोड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भी स्टार्ट हो रही है. आज का ये दिन भारत और जापान की फ्रेंडशिप को भी नया आयाम दे रहा है.
Mr. Modi said India has the strength of democracy, the advantage of demography, and a large pool of skilled workforce. He pointed out that companies like Maruti Suzuki have become brand ambassadors of Make in India.
भारत के पास डेमोक्रेसी की शक्ति है और भारत के पास डेमोग्राफी का एडवांटेज है. हमारे पास इसलिए कि हमारे हर पार्टनर के लिए विन विन सिचुएशन बनाता है. मारुति सुजुकी जैसी कंपनियां मेक इन इंडिया की ब्रांड एम्बेसडर बन चुकी है.
The Prime Minister also highlighted the deepening partnership between India and Japan, reaffirming Japan's role as a key development partner in India's journey towards achieving self-reliance by 2047. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off the Made in India Battery Electric Vehicles, BEVs, e-Vitara, from Hansalpur in Gujarat. The vehicles will be exported to over 100 countries, including key markets like Europe and Japan. Taking a giant leap towards self-reliance in clean energy, the Prime Minister also launched the next phase of India's battery ecosystem with the start of local production of hybrid battery electrodes. The plant is a joint venture of Toshiba, Denso and Suzuki, which will boost domestic manufacturing and clean energy innovation. More than 80% of the battery value will now be manufactured within India. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has said India's own Iron Dome Sudarshan Chakra will protect strategic, civilian and nationally important sites, acting both as a shield and a sword. While addressing the Ran Samvad 2025, a two-day tri-service dialogue on war, warfare and war fighting at the Army War College in Madhya Pradesh today, General Chauhan said the system will entail the development of robust infrastructure and processes for the detection, acquisition and neutralization of the enemy's air vectors, including the use of soft skills and hard skills.
It will entail development of robust infrastructure and processes for detection, acquisition, neutralization of enemies' air vectors, including using soft skill and hard skill, both kinetic and directed energy weapons. We will have to look at multi-domain ISR, integration of ground, air, maritime, undersea, space sensors, all becoming a key necessity and integrating them.
General Chauhan said Operation Sindoor was a modern conflict that offered many lessons, several of which have already been implemented, while others are underway.
Operation Sindoor was a modern conflict from which we learnt a number of lessons, and most of them are under implementation. Some have been implemented. The operation is still on.
The Indian Navy will commission two of its advanced stealth frigates, Udaygiri and Himgiri, in Vishakhapatnam today. The P-17A frigates displace about 6,700 tons, making them slightly larger than their predecessor Shivalik-class frigates. They feature an improved hull design to reduce radar cross-section. The ceremony will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. A report.
The launch ceremony at Vishakhapatnam will be more than a naval ritual. It will be a celebration of India's journey towards a robust and self-sufficient maritime defense ecosystem. INS Udaygiri and INS Himgiri are follow-on ships of the Project 17 Shivalik class frigates, incorporating significant improvements in design, stealth, weapon and sensor systems, and are capable of executing a full spectrum of maritime missions. INS Udaygiri, built by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, Mumbai, and INS Himgiri, constructed by Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, Kolkata, showcase the nation's growing shipbuilding prowess, as well as the synergy between India's premier defense shipyards. Henry, Akashwani News, Vishakhapatnam.
The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting search operations at 13 different locations across Delhi NCR, including the residence of former Delhi Health Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj, in a case related to Delhi hospital construction scam. The ED is conducting search operations in the alleged irregularities in hospital construction projects sanctioned during the Aam Aadmi Party government's tenure. Earlier, the anti-corruption branch of Delhi police had registered an FIR against Saurabh Bharadwaj, along with private contractors and government officials in this regard. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party criticised the ED raids at their party leader Saurabh Bharadwaj's residence and called it a politically motivated action orchestrated by the BJP.
Saurabh Bharadwaj ji ke ghar par फर्जी ईडी की रेड की गई है जिस समय का ये मामला है जब अस्पतालों के निर्माण का ये फैसला हुआ तब सौरभ भारद्वाज जी मंत्री ही नहीं थे वो उसके दो साल बाद मंत्री बने अब आप ही बताइए ये तो बिल्कुल हास्यास्पद बात कि आप मंत्री नहीं थे आपके मंत्री के कार्यकाल शुरू होने से दो तीन साल पहले के फैसले पर आप परेड की जा रही है.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Jammu and Kashmir, continuous heavy rainfall over the past 24 hours has triggered a critical flood situation across Jammu division, with water levels in several major rivers and tributaries rising sharply. The Met Department has predicted more rain in the coming hours, raising fears of further inundation in low-lying areas. The Tavi River in Jammu was flowing at 24.97 feet in the morning. In view of the inclement and adverse weather conditions, all government and private schools across the Jammu division are closed today for the second consecutive day. More from our correspondent.
Incessant rain has swollen most rivers, streams and seasonal waterways in Jammu division, and major rivers like Tavi and Ravi are flowing above the danger mark. In Jammu city, residents of these areas have been advised to remain alert and take necessary precautions. The traffic on the 250-kilometer strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway was suspended this morning. In all the affected districts, various departments have been on high alert and evacuation exercises for affected people to safer locations have been started. Helplines have been set up. Emergency contact numbers have been issued by the Jammu District Administration. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
Continuous rain in many parts of Punjab for the last couple of days and flowing down of rainy water from Himachal Pradesh to rivers in Punjab has put the border state on alert. The swollen rivers, including Beas, Ravi and Satluj, have inundated many parts of Fazilka, Firozpur, Kapurthala, Hoshiarpur, Gurdaspur and Pathankot, throwing normal life out of gear and flattening the standing crops. We have a report.
Continued rain in Punjab and Himachal Pradesh and opening up of gates of Bhakra, Pong and Ranjit Sagar dams to secure the dams have caused floods in many parts of Doaba, Majha and Malwa regions of the state. Helpline numbers have been issued to contact during any emergency. Fazilka and Pathankot administrations have sounded an alert and have issued instructions to move to relief camps or other safer places. Situation in border district Pathankot is alarming. District Police Chief Diljinder Singh said arrangements are being made to airlift the villagers with the help of army and NDRF teams have also been requisitioned. Weather department has issued an orange alert for today with rain in most parts of the state. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Due to heavy soil erosion and flash flood in Chakki River in Pathankot, the rail traffic has been temporarily suspended between Pathankot Cant Kandrori section in Kangra district of Himachal Pradesh. Consequently, Pathankot Jalandhar city passenger train has been cancelled. Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra New Delhi Vande Bharat Express has been diverted to run via Pathankot Gurdaspur Amritsar Beas Jalandhar Cant instead of Pathankot Cant Mukeria Bhogpur Sirwal. The intermittent rain in Himachal Pradesh has badly affected normal life. Rivers and streams are overflowing due to the continuous rain and incidents of landslides being reported at many places. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain in two districts of the state, Kangra and Chamba, while a yellow alert has been issued for some other areas for today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on an official visit to Japan on Thursday. Mr. Modi will be in Japan on the 29th and the 30th of August to hold the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with the Prime Minister of Japan, Shigeru Ishiba. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the annual summit will give both Prime Ministers the opportunity to do in-depth review of bilateral ties and take stock of progress.
Shri Narendra Modi is embarking on an official visit to Japan on the evening of 28 August. He will be in Japan on the 29th and the 30th of August for holding the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Shigeru Ishiba. This will be a visit that will be fully dedicated to the bilateral agenda between India and Japan. This is also Prime Minister's 8th visit to Japan.
Following the visit to Japan, the Prime Minister will visit Tianjin, China for the 25th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Council on the 31st of this month. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading over 0.6% down during afternoon trade today. The Sensex lost 521 points to 81,123, while the Nifty declined 157 points to 24,810 when reports last came in. The market sentiment was severely affected after the draft notice published by the United States Homeland Security Department revealed that U.S. President Donald Trump plans to go ahead with 50% tariffs on Indian goods starting from tomorrow. Hockey India has announced that entry to all matches of the Men's Asia Cup 2025 to be held in Rajgir, Bihar will be free of cost. The tournament is scheduled from 29th of August to the 7th of September. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off Made in India battery electric vehicle e-Vitara and inaugurates hybrid battery electrodes plant in Gujarat, calls it the beginning of new chapter in country's Make in India journey. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan says India's own Iron Dome Sudarshan Chakra will protect strategic sites, acting both as a shield and sword. Indian Navy to commission its two advanced stealth frigates, Udaygiri and Himgiri, in Vishakhapatnam today. ED conducts raids at former Delhi Health Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj's residence in case related to Delhi hospital construction scam. Monsoon rain wreaks havoc in Jammu region, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh as major rivers are in spate. Sensex tanks over 500 points after US notifies 25% additional tariffs on India. And Hockey India announces free entry for Men's Asia Cup matches in Rajgir, Bihar.